I'm painfully aware now that I'm a little bit verbose, I think, both in my introduction of myself that I wrote for Finn Conference as well as my title. I think I'm getting paid by the word here. Anyway, so I work with the National Healthcare Safety Network, and we do surveillance on hospital-acquired infections, and most recently we've added a healthcare worker component to that. And I will be talking today about our messaging stuff, messaging work. This has been an ongoing project, and we've been published, and this, I guess I can stop looking up there since it's here. We've been published, and our last publication was in 2008, and this work was on V3, and the V3 work, we decided to pull back to take advantage of the biosense infrastructure. So when we pulled back, we brought along all the vocabulary work, which is the most difficult part of any messaging implementation. And we are started with a biosense V2.3 message, and we've gone to 2.5 and added some stuff to it. So we, National Healthcare Safety Network has two R&D efforts right now on using electronic data. The first is using messaging, and that's where we transmit the raw electronic data from hospitals. We don't filter it. And then the data populates CDC databases, and then we query that data, and then we're gonna working on a bridge to put that into our web-based surveillance system. We also have a development effort underway using CDA electronic documents, in which CDA documents are electronic representations of our paper-based forms, and those documents are transmitted to CDC through the web interface at this time, and then populate the web application just as if the person was entering data. And that is set to go live in September 15th. So moving away from the R&D effort to implementation, which is exciting. And if you want to hear more about CDA, then session I-7 at 3 o'clock, Marla Albitz is going to be presenting on CDA, and that's in the uses of SNOMED and LOINC session. So why do we want to use electronic data? Well, obviously we want to reduce the burden on the people entering data that's already available in the electronic system into a web interface is not the optimal use of their time. In fact, we've been on site visits to hospitals where the infection control practitioners, or the infection preventionists now, are entering data four times into various Excel spreadsheets. And all this data was originally available in their electronic system. So we want to try to get away from constantly entering data to them analyzing the data and reducing infections. And when you use the electronic data, hopefully the electronic data was entered in a reliable fashion, that we would increase reliability. And my pet peeve with people using Excel is the randomly sorting of their data by choosing only a few of the columns and then sorting on it. And then when you have electronic data, you can expand the scope. And right now, Texas just signed on to using NHSN to do mandatory hospital-acquired infections. So we have 21 states, and well, we have over 2,300 facilities now that are currently reporting data to NHSN. And if you look at the way NHN is structured, it's hospital-acquired infections is part of the patient safety component. That's over on the left-hand side. And the electronic efforts, both CDA and messaging, is currently a research and development. And as I said, CDA is moving more over towards the implementation. So we're excited about that. So I've been talking about two ways of getting electronic data into NHSN. One is CDA and the other is messaging. And this diagram just illustrates that currently users enter into NHSN manually all their data, which at times can be very onerous and take them 15 minutes for a single event to enter that in. And that goes into our database. CDA will be a good step in towards reducing that burden to where they enter, they upload the electronic data, and then the data will be available to them in the web interface. And then hopefully, in the very near future, probably maybe next year, the messaging component will be integrated into NHSN, in which the data is taken straight from the hospital's raw data, populates NHSN events, and then they'll be able to view that from the web interface. And this is just an illustration illustrating that whatever electronic data goes in from the facility will be available through the web interface. And this is both true for CDA as well as our messaging activities. In fact, some facilities that may not have adequate EMRs will potentially be using the web interface for ever, hopefully not forever, but because of technology requirements, they may not be able to get to their electronic data. And here's the complex diagram showing where the data comes from. So excited about Jeff's presentation on EMRs, because any improvement in the healthcare facility access to data and centralization will allow us to more easily capture the laboratory, pharmacy, and ADT data, put that into an HL7 message, and transmit that using FinMS to CDC, where we go through an ETL system, extract, transform, and load, and then go into our analysis databases and eventually into NHSN web application. That's an old picture of CDC. I like old pictures. That's from 1966 when Clifton Road was two lanes. So it's kind of illustrating the enhancement of data pipes. This also illustrates the structure of our message in that we follow the public health data model, in which data can come from straight from the hospital to the CDC, or it can go through an intermediary, such as a state or aggregating group of hospitals or a vendor that would aggregate the data. We don't really care who that group is, but one of the key components of the message is that we pre-adopted, even though it's a 2.5 message, we pre-adopted the CWE data type from 2.7 that allows us to transmit a triplet so we can capture both the local codes, any recoded information from the state or the group who could then transmit the data to us. And then we also have the codes that we need to make everything happen, which would be standard codes such as LOINC, SNOMED, or RxNorm for pharmacy. So the extract, transform, load, very fancy name for a getting the data from your database, from one form, and putting it into your databases. In the version 3 project, we had a Java parser, and now we're using Orion Rhapsody to handle that process. Just sits on the server and it just happens. So that's great. And then errors are transmitted to us whenever there are errors in the message. They're emailed to us, and we also have a repository on the where all those emails are stored. And since the reports come from an SQL database, we could just query the SQL database if we really wanted to get at whatever errors were coming through. So Orion uses basic templates, so you don't have to go in and say this is an IS data type, this is an MSH segment. It already has those templates in it, so we can just take it, plop it in, and move forward. And with the CWE data type, because we were consistent in the way we defined CWE throughout the message, we're able to use that one template and apply it to all the CWE data types throughout the message. And Orion also allows JavaScript to be incorporated into the process, so we can do almost any transform we want in the process. And here is that process. The yellow is the functions that Orion is doing. And so this is when, for external partners, whenever you do use FinMS, it goes into a FinMS queue where the data waits for us and the programs. And then we extract those messages from the FinMS SQL database. And it goes through several processes. And each of these processes can be many, many, many steps and interact with external databases or change the data and pass it on to another step. And the next slide is going to blow up the get batch process. Although it's not probably not the most important process here, I would say that, you know, updating your databases or processing, it might be a little bit more important, but it's one of the most complex. So it shows how Orion can take from multiple input point, comm points, and here we have the FinMS queue. We also have methods to replay the messages in case a message comes through, fails, and we can make small modifications to it, and then put that in one of the other comm points on the input on the left, and then everything goes right to, or left to right, and gets outputted. Some of it goes to the next process. There's reporting to event logs. We also archive the data to make sure that the data coming in gets stored so we can reprocess that later on. If we ever decide to change the processing rules, then we could go ahead and replay all that data into our database. So we wouldn't have to worry about, oh, we're going to lose all this data. If it's in the message, we have it forever, hopefully. And this is the way you, the other last diagram was how you do the development of the process, and this is how you manage it. And if you can see the red, there's actually a comm point that is not working. So on that diagram. So you just go here and see all the processes. If the processes are green, it's working. And it makes it very easy. This is all bundled. This right here is all bundled in to Rhapsody, so you don't have to write any front ends to it. And our project, phase one of it, did ADT and microbiology, and we kicked off last year, and we went into deployment at the end of last year. We added pharmacy this year, and we've done a few updates to the ADT and the micro database after learning a little bit and working with HL7 messages, and we're getting about 1,000 messages a day right now. And that's from that 1,000 messages a day is just from one facility. So the standard vocabulary, the crux of it. If we didn't have standard vocabulary, trying to analyze the data from hundreds of hospitals would just be really burdensome, because even though EMRs might have start off with a standard vocabulary, they're allowed to add vocabulary. And whenever they come up with, oh, we don't have a code for this, they enter their own. And every place enters their own, and those codes never actually get standardized back to a normal code. So we need LOINC for pharmacy tests, SNOMED for organisms, ArcsNorm for pharmacy, and then the HL7 tables. There are actually a lot of codes that are standardized in the HL7 message that Austin Chrysler and others have worked very hard to, Ted Klein too, to do the vocabulary on that. And Dan Pollock has worked on CDC race and ethnicity codes. I always have to give a shout out to him. And then healthcare service location codes. Those are very important for us because every facility has their own local implementations of codes like 5 West. And for us to be able to look at the risk of healthcare acquired infection in each of these units, we have to know the patient mix. And this is getting at the patient mix, healthcare service locations. So this is a standard location, the standard code set that is in HL7. And how will the data be used? I alluded to it a little bit. The project started by replicating our antibiotic use and resistance reports. The antibiotic use and resistance reports were monthly aggregates of resistant isolates and also prescribing for the drugs related to the resistant isolates. And that's an ecologic analysis because it never really links the bug with the drug that was given. So hopefully with this electronic data, we will be able to look at those. So we will also be able to do the first one, which is generating those reports, and then get a little bit, expand that so that it's a little bit more meaningful. We could do algorithmic detections of bloodstream infections. So that's where we just use electronic data. Right now, the process is very manually intensive with the IPs, infection preventionists. And then we can also do the laboratory ID event, which was launched last year in NHSN. And it's really just the microbiology data coming forward into NHSN. And this is the end. Thank you. These are all the people that we worked with at Theradoc, SAIC, and NICFI. And I also didn't add on here Austin Chrysler, who mentioned also yesterday in some of his work that he reviewed all of our messages to make sure that this message wasn't in conflict with some of the ELR messages at CDC, and that we can, so that we don't have any conflict. So I also need to thank him. Thanks.